Happy Sunday. It's Sunday, November 15th, 2015. Some weird stuff going on in Europe this week. And so I've been thinking about Europe because my wife is flying over to London and driving to some place called Leicester, England, I believe. And anyway, so here's one song about London and one song about Paris.
With a dark and rolling sea between my true love and me, I keep a-walking through this cold, hard town, while I wait for better days. I could use a place to stay, or a floor where I could lay my blanket down. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some ship or plane, I'd be leaving London tomorrow to fly to my own love again. Up at dawn to change my shirt and to wash away the dirt, and then it's over to American Express. Not one letter did I find, no, she didn't send one line, although I know she has my forwarding address. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some ship or plane, I'd be leaving London tomorrow to fly to my own love again. Last night the troubadour was so full they locked the doors, and I sang a song she once knew so well. Oh, but it wouldn't take too long to make up another song for one lonesome and one last farewell. If I could be steal or borrow a ticket on some ship or plane, I'd be leaving London tomorrow to fly to my own love again. I keep a wandering this cold, hard town.
That was a Tom Paxton song. It's called Leaving London. This is a Jimmy Buffett song. It's called He Went to Paris.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambition at bay. The summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. England, played the piano and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife. She bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, the bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers that he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilings, and drinks his green label each day. Writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what people say. Through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile, then he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, and some of it's tragic, but I had a good life anyway. Yeah, he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
That's about all you get this week. Have a great week and hope for peace on earth.